This is a part what I believe is the overall strategy of the government and the post, is to actually shed quite a lot of their services. We see now tomorrow, unfortunately and disgracefully, that Bombay post office is closing. We'll see at the end of the month now, the 31st, where Al Johanna will close. And we saw it last month that Bunlack closed. So I believe what the overall objective here is to reduce the service, get rid of the post boxes on the sides of the road, which are being used. And I believe that the community has stated very clearly that they want to continue using the service of post boxes and the post offices itself. But I believe that the overall objective here is to shed as much as they possibly can, to keep the more profitable services available, and then they will move to privatise it, to sell it off to already wealthy companies to make more profit. And I believe this will be to the detriment of us in rural Ireland.
And indeed, this is also evidence of another cut to postal services within rural Ireland.
If you look at it overall, since the foundation of the state, rural Ireland has suffered desperately under previous government and this government. Not about looking after rural Ireland and what's in the best interest of our community. We've seen scores and scores of people being forced to emigrate. We've seen scores and scores of people onto the unemployment line. And yet here we are again, another service being lost, a service that is very much needed within our community for our continued survival.